This podcast is brought to you by the Oxford Club. Start feeling secure about your life savings and investments today by watching Bill O'Reilly's Great American Wealth Project. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Two LASD deputies were shot by a suspect, both reportedly shot in the head, and both have been rushed into surgery.
Two deputies who were ambushed by a gunman in a cowardly fashion.
This animal goes up to the car. Two unsuspecting fine people, and I called him an animal, and I was criticized by people for calling him an animal. They said he's a human being. He's not a human being. He's an animal. He's not a human being.
They are both critically injured, multiple gunshot wounds. They are currently being treated for at the hospital.
Oh, two sheriffs shot in the face. They just got aired out. Somebody ran up on the car and blushed on their ass.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We are out here at St. Francis Hospital. We are going to go up here and just check on these murderers right here.
Well, they were saying death to the police, kill the police. The hospital should be a sanctuary where you know, we should leave hospitals alone.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Joe Biden, he's shot, and everybody knows it. And you know what? They ought to be ashamed, because they do interviews with him, they give him the questions, and they let him read the answer from a teleprompter. How about the other day? Could you move that a little bit closer? See these things? Move it up.
Move it up here.
Unchained and unstoppable.
You ever see a guy, he changed his mind on fracking? There will be no fracking. He doesn't even know what fracking is, I guarantee.
Exacerbating the need for environmental justice. Sorry, as a bug. Speaking of the environment.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
If you are from Bristol County, if you're listening to us on WBSM, you know what I'm about to, you know the place I'm about to mention, the Venus de Milo. Milo in Swansea. And it's the biggest banquet hall, I think, probably in Bristol County. And everyone has been there. Everyone who is anyone. Frank Sinatra has been there. Biff McLean has been there. Red Buttons has been there. Evelyn Murphy. Big political place. They proms.
Too bad about Red Buttons going to the Venus de Milo. He never got a dinner.
But, you know, it's hard to have a banquet hall, even if it's the biggest banquet hall in Bristol County or the South Coast, if there aren't any banquets. If banquets are outlawed, no one will have a banquet hall. And today the Venus de Milo went on the market, $4.75 million. Good luck getting that, even though it's on the water.
But it'll probably be demolished, redeveloped.
Like so many other restaurants. And
that's where my high school prom was. I didn't enjoy it then, but
I'm trying to remember what political events I've been there, who I was with. I don't know. I can't remember, but I guess I won't have any new memories in the
I've
next few
there,
years.
I've sung there. I've DJed there. I've danced there. I've gone to weddings there. Yeah, it's kind of sad.
I know. There's a lot of stuff. It's like the Kink song about tearing down the dance hall, right? Sort of the same thing, you know? All right. Now we're joined by the Republican candidate in the 6th Congressional District that is represented right now by Seth Moulton, President Seth Moulton. And the Republican candidate is John Paul Moran, and he's gay, and he was in Provincetown the weekend before last, and this is just amazing what happened to him. So we wanted to have him on the air to tell you what happened to him. Again, he could explain it to it. John Paul Moran, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Howie, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So tell us what happened down in Provincetown on September the 5th.
All right, great. Well, I was in Provincetown to support Helen Brady for Congress, who's running in the ninth down there. I've been going to Provincetown for about 20 years for a week or so every summer, and I'm kind of a regular. And I said, you know what? I'll show Helen the ropes around town. I'm also big. I'm a small business owner, and I'm not happy with the extended shutdown. And I wanted to talk with the local businesses to find out how they were doing, how they were faring through this the extended draconian shutdown that they were going through, the ones that stayed open anyway.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what, I'll go down there. I also had some news because I would be the, you know, I'm not about identity politics. Being gay is not at the top of my list for my campaign, to be honest. But I would be the first openly gay Republican in history to enter Congress. I thought they would care about that because this isn't kind of what the LGBTQ movement wants is people in politics, right? So I went to the HRC store. I don't know if your listeners know about the Human Rights Campaign. You probably see those blue boxes with the yellow equal sign, and that's their logo.
You sure it doesn't stand for Hillary Rodham Clinton?
Yeah, well, I know it's three. It's a terrible acronym. It's a terrible acronym. So the HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, who, by the way, endorsed Seth Moulton, my straight, the straight guy that's there now.
President Moulton to you, John.
President. What was going to be Speaker? Don't remember. It was going to be Speaker,
right.
Then President.
Yeah.
You know? So I just said, you know, I'm going to walk in the store. I'm going to take a look at it. I've been there before. And I know it's a pretty hot political climate. And I went in there and I said, you know, where's all the, I saw Biden shirts. I saw Biden shirts with the HRC logo all over them, and, you know, Biden, Harris everywhere. And so I just said, you know, I asked the store attendant, I said, store attendant, is there anything with Trump or Moran for Congress or libertarians or Republicans, or is it only Democrats allowed to be, you know, on your wall here? And they got kind of heated about it, and they promised me that they were for LGBTQ rights. I said, it looks like you're more of a Democrat establishment. They got very angry with me. They got very triggered, and they started yelling at me, telling me I'm not really allowed to be, you know, I'm clearly not allowed to be a gay and conservative in Provincetown. So they challenged me on some facts, and I said, well, look, President Trump, he does have a mixed record on LGBTQ rights, but there's a lot of great things he's done, like trying to decriminalize homosexuality worldwide. And they didn't have it. They said that was a lie. I tried showing him my phone. So it kind of, you know, they were getting more and more angry at me. And then one of the store workers came up to me, a middle-aged man, screamed in my face, said, anybody that supports President Trump or is a Republican should be shot dead. He said that we should be shot dead. And these people knew I'm running for Congress as a Republican. By the way, their slogan is, ready for this? Hate has no home here.
Unless you're a Republican.
No home here. But if you're a Republican or conservative, you have no home there. I mean, and reality is, I don't think the guy actually had a gun on him, but the hatred and the venom that came out of that guy and these people was so intense.
Now, do you have a witness here, John? Do you have a witness, or is this a he said type of thing?
Oh, I have a witness. Alex Haggerty was with me. He just helped reboot the Log Cabin Club, the Log Cabin Republicans in Massachusetts. So he was standing there right there with me, and he heard the whole exchange.
So have you filed a complaint with the Provincetown PD or anybody like that? That's a threat.
You know, I'm going to be. Yes, I want to be doing. I considered that because this is the thing I'm weighing. Howie, is I've got a race to run. I've got, you know, working 20 hours a day, and I thought, do I really want to be spending a lot of time on this? But I think I'm going to. I've talked with my attorney about it. I think I'm going to file with the Mass Anti-Discrimination unit there. That I forget the name of it. There's an anti-discrimination
Mass Commission Against Discrimination, MCAD.
Yes, except. Yes, and I'm sure they will not apply that to me, though, because like everything else, hate is only one direction, right?
Right.
And my feeling is here is if you were in that store and you heard what they said, I mean, I don't feel comfortable. There's a target on my back. You see people, these policemen that were shot in L.A., this is the kind of hatred that exists on the LGBTQ world, just like the Antifa and the radical Black Lives Matter movement. They're all connected. If you go to their website at the HRC, it's all about, you know, justice, you know, the Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all that stuff. They promote all this like it's all the same cause. And that hatred, I mean, I've been there before many times, but the venom and the hatred is dangerous.
Did they ever hear, did those guys in that store hear of Richard Grenell? And how Trump appointed him as the ambassador to Germany after basically Mitt Romney kicked him down the stairs in the 2012 campaign. He was embarrassed. Or they know that, you know, one of Trump's mentors as a young man was Roy Cohn, who was kind of a dodgy character, but he was definitely gay, right? I mean, it's not like Trump hates gay people.
Yes, I tried bringing up Rick Grenell, and they just didn't have it. I mean, they just turned into a loud, angry mob. And I'm telling you, this kind of mentality in the LGBTQ world is just as intense as you see it in the Portland riots in LA and other places where they're attacking people. And I just think this is more of a reason why we cannot allow these people to stay in office. Seth Moulton has said, for example, that red states have what's coming to them with coronavirus. I mean, he wants, in other words, if you're Republican, you really ought to die of coronavirus. That's the kind of message that people like Seth Moulton are sending out.
Well, didn't Ayanna Pressley say if you're a queer person, you have to speak with a queer voice or some words to that effect? I mean, isn't that what she said?
I believe so. And she's also talked about, you know, more violence and riots on the streets, right?
Yeah, so unrest.
They have. So it's interesting. I mean, think about it. I tried to explain this to these people. I said, you're backed by the Democrats, I think, for only political reasons. There's no authenticity in the Democrats' support for the gay movement at all. However, if I win and I can help, you know, make the right more gay friendly, they have virtually no enemies. You'd think the best person for them would be me going into Congress, but they are just, their hatred is just off the charts. If you are conservative and you're gay, you're not allowed to be. And I often say I came out of the gay closet, you know, some years ago, and that was liberating. It was hard, but liberating. Then I had to come out of the conservative closet a few years after that because they will not allow conservative thought in the gay world. And I lost at least 50% of my friends as attacked then. And now I'm running for Congress, and it's just exponential. I mean, they won't have any that the gay world. It's bizarre. You'd think they'd want a voice in Congress on both sides of the aisle, but they don't.
Wasn't Trump the someone's just texting me. Wasn't Trump the first pro same-sex marriage president at the time of his election?
Yes. Yep. The very first.
Yeah.
And in year 2000, when he was toyed with running for president, he went after both parties because he was for gay rights in 2000, 20 years ago. And you know, no one seems to remember that, although it was in print.
Well, they certainly don't in Provincetown, not at that store anyway.
No. So I mean, it's like everything that they say they do. They say they're liberal, but they're not. They're the opposite. They say they're progressive, they're regressive. Now they have a group called Human Rights Campaign, and they stand against hate, but they'll hate your guts and they'll threaten to kill you if you don't agree with their policies.
Hate has no home here, John Paul Moran, unless you're a Republican. Where can people go if they want to read up on your campaign?
Yes. So my campaign, it's johnpaulmoran.com. So John Paul, like John Paul Jones or my favorite Pope, the second, johnpaulmoran.com. And to give your listeners some perspective, again, the gay issue is one of my issues, but I focus on unity, liberty, and opportunity for all, fighting for small business. There's a lot of things I'm doing in my campaign which are very unique and that are bigger than this. But this shows you how bad and how terrible and how much hate there is on the left that we really can't vote these people into office.
And I'm glad you're opposed to the lockdown too. That has continued far too long.
Yes.
John. That's a big issue in the state, despite the fact that they don't want to make it one. John Paul Moran, thank you. JohnPaulMoran.com if you want to learn more about his campaign against Speaker, or should I say President, Seth Moulton. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Has John Paul Moran, with that story, been on local newscasts? You know, local newscasts have gotten almost as bad as MSNBC and CNN. They just really twisted. They don't write about the they don't talk or show much about the shootings in LA, even though you have that amazing surveillance video. I mean, I don't know how you could get any. You know, it's horrific, but it's so telling. You know, it's the picture that's worth a thousand words. If it bleeds, it leads. The old cliche in local TV news, but it's true. If it bleeds, it leads. But you know, if it makes Joe Biden look bad, or if it makes Donald Trump look good, it's not going to get too much play. And same with any kind of, you know, Democrat hatred towards any of these groups that are supposedly part of the Democrat coalition. Like they don't report on Rayla Campbell and what she was, the horrible things that Monica Cannon Grant said about her, big Joe Kennedy supporter. We don't know what's happening with Rayla, incidentally. By the way, she's still trying to get a hearing before the SJC. And now with the death of the Chief Justice, Ralph Gantz, today of a heart attack, she's probably going to have a tougher time getting a hearing. And she's running out of time because the ballots have to be mailed out by the September 15th, which means they have to be printed. She's really up against it, unfortunately. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll let you know as soon as we do. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Oxford Club. Start feeling secure about your life savings and investments today by watching Bill O'Reilly's Great American Wealth Project. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner. That's the HowieCarshow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Did you watch more than a few seconds of any NFL game yesterday?
No, I did not.
Only 24% say they did.
All right. And I will not be watching tonight's doubleheader either.
Do you plan on watching any this season?
No. No. I mean, maybe later in the season if they stop with the double anthems and they stop taking the knee and they stop. I'm told that the lectures continued throughout the whole show. Although they said that the really obnoxious virtue signaling that was going on Thursday night in the opening game, there was not as much of that last night in the NBC game. I don't know. If they're smart, they'll get rid of everything. All right. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We have one left Wizard of Oz cut from Karen Polito last week. If you want to try to win a copy of What Really Happened, you can do so. Just get on board right now at 844-500-4242. We have one cut. We'll just try to get it out before the end of the show. You know, I was thinking about Karen Polito going up to Medford and to that Italian restaurant last week and with her boss Charlie Parker and you know, shedding all these crocodile tears for the restaurant. She kept talking, oh, they've been facing so many challenges. And I was trying to figure out who that reminded me of. And I thought to myself over the weekend, it's like when you read a story in the newspaper about some volunteer firefighter is arrested. There's been a rash of arsons in his community. And finally he gets caught and he's been the one that's been setting the fires. And that's what she is. She's like the arsonist who tries to join the fire department. Yeah, there's been a lot of economic disruption, so we're going to have some funds that are going to be made available for you small businesses that are terribly affected by this. So do we have the cut? This is 15 seconds long. How many? Okay, we'll do it after the show. We'll do it after the bottom of the hour break. Get on board if you want to play. We have one cut left. 15 seconds long from Karen Pay-to-Play Polito. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We had a bunch of Wizard of Oz cuts on Friday night. We've only got one left. But we're going to give you a chance to win a free copy of What Really Happened, How Donald J. Trump Saved America from Hillary Clinton. And if you get it correct, you will. You should hang on and give your name and your address to Grace or to Jared, and so you can get your book. And otherwise, just hang on if people get it wrong, and you may get a chance. 844-500-4242. This is 15 seconds long. 3, 2, 1.
And again, very grateful to our colleagues in the legislature and, of course, to the local officials and their boards of health and their public works departments and all of those members of the team really doing a lot to help their community.
Oh, shut up. Just shut up. You created the problem. You poured gasoline on the kindling wood and set the fire, and now you're there with a gallon of water, and you want us to thank you. I'm sick of this BS. Michael, you're next. How many times did she say it?
Let's go with 5, Captain.
You got it. You got it right out of the box. Okay, there you go, Michael. You've won the book. Hold on. Everybody can hang on and talk, or you can get off the line. That's all we got, though. I appreciate everybody calling it to play.
Howie, I will say, if people really enjoy it, I am willing to listen to Lieutenant Polito.
But the thing is, Grace, once this happens, now that we've made sport of her yet again, how soon do you think it's going to be before she takes to the podium again?
I used to think that, but we always talk about how Charlie Baker says community over and over, and it hasn't stopped him from saying it even more. So I don't know if they're listening.
We have a new judicial nominee, though, who was passed over once by Charlie Parker because his father-in-law and his 2 brothers-in-law and his wife's sister-in-law were all judges. So he was somehow passed over, this guy, this guy who's on a pension already. He's at 50 years old and getting $60,000 pension. But then he decided, hey, you know what? I haven't given any members of the Brennan family a judgeship in 4 years, so I'm going to give this guy Hagen a judgeship. And I'm still looking for you, Pat Hagen, to see you can talk to me about all your relatives that are on the public payroll. His hearing is coming up before the governor's council on Wednesday. I'll be writing about this as time goes on. Anyway, 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls on the situation with the panic. But first, before we do that, an interesting story. Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, not Jan Johnson, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, says Ukraine report will show Joe Biden's unfitness for office. Senator Ron Johnson today said the Senate Homeland Security Committee, which he chairs, is poised to release a damning report on Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden's dealings in Ukraine. Stay tuned in about a week. We're going to learn a whole lot more of Vice President Biden's unfitness for office, the Wisconsin president said on a call with supporters, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Let's see here. Biden's campaign did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Trump did not directly comment, but retweeted a radio talk show host posting that Ron Johnson is trending because he's made it clear that he will inform us about Joe Biden. All right. 844-500-4242. On the COVID front, today, 9 more deaths announced by the state of Massachusetts. Today is a very different day. I can't even remember a day like this ever since they started posting the daily stats. You know why, Taylor? Because more people died outside nursing homes than inside nursing homes. That it could be a first.
That's another grim milestone.
And speaking of grim milestones, you know how whenever it goes over a certain number, all the alt-left media, national, cable, and local, I must admit, it was another grim milestone today as President Trump virus claimed more victims. So guess what happened yesterday? In Massachusetts, we went over the grim milestone of 9,000 deaths. Not a word in the paper, either paper, about grim milestones because it's Charlie Parker. A Democrat. I know he claims he's a Republican, but you know as well as I do. As long as you're a Democrat, even in Republican clothing, there will never be any grim milestones for you. And someone just tweeted me the story we mentioned in the first hour. Pennsylvania federal judge rules Wolf and Levine shutdown orders are unconstitutional. That was good news. I don't think we're going to get the same. We don't have those kinds of judges in Massachusetts because most of them were appointed by Charlie Parker. 844-500. There were 9 deaths today, and only three of them were in the nursing home, so six of them were not in nursing homes. Again, it could be a first. Meanwhile, it used to be they would have drinking parties at high schools, and then the cops would come and everybody would run into the woods, and we would all have a good chuckle about it.
I know not of what you speak.
Well, I know plenty about it, and so does everybody. You're the only one in the state who doesn't know about this. It was kind of like a funny story. But now in the midst of the panic, the Charlie Parker-induced hysteria and panic, Lincoln Sudbury High School moves to remote learning after a large beer party. Can you believe this? The Sudbury Board of Health announced Saturday that Lincoln Sudbury Regional High School must start with remote learning for at least 14 days after police broke up a student drinking party the night before.
Please tell me they were wearing face coverings.
Well, I don't know. Some of them escaped into the woods, Charlie, so we don't know about them. But I'm going to guess the 15 that were there weren't wearing masks. A couple of them might have had funnels, though. To better direct the liquid from the kegs into their mouth. This is from Bella Wong, the superintendent of the Lincoln Sudbury Regional School District. I believe she used to work in Wellesley. I was very disappointed to share that I learned this morning that there was a crowded indoor and outdoor party Friday evening that involved alcohol and a complete lack of safety precautions to protect against the spread of COVID.
Awesome.
According to Wong, police were called to the party and around 15 students ran into the woods. She said police collected names from 32 other individuals and 13 of those names were made up. Hey, good thinking, kids. That means at least 13 plus 15, 28 known to be on site are unaccounted for.
There's a lot at stake here.
Oh, my God. If these students had been identified, they could be requested to be isolated from school, monitored, and testing. But now they're going to have to shut down the entire school. 978 says, weren't 2.2 million people going to die? Looks like Trump saved 2.1 million lives. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Now, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. The 2.2 million lives, I think that's what the guy in Britain said, who had predicted that hundreds of thousands were going to die from swine flu, and it turned out to be a couple of hundred. And he's also the one that he said it was going to be so devastating, 500,000 dead in the UK, 2.2 million dead in the US. And he was so concerned about people socially distancing that he invited his mistress over to his house for a little action in the midst of the whole lockdown in London. So that's how he took it as seriously as, oh, I don't know, Marty Walsh, Richie Neal, Karen Polito, just to name a few around here. Nancy Pelosi out on the West Coast. The Cuomos walking around with no masks on. They want a mask for thee, but not for me. 844-500-4242. 200,000 will be coming up so shortly. And that will be a grim milestone because they can blame it on Trump. But the 9,000 grim milestone, no grim milestones for Charlie Parker. Sean, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sean. You there? Oh. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, listen, Governor Murphy, I'm from Jersey. I wish you would talk more about, you think you're in a lockdown? We got gasoline prices going up, toll prices going up.
I mentioned it earlier today.
Out of his mind.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, Rich, if you knew that I mentioned it a few times here. He went to the same high school here in Massachusetts, same year as our governor, Charlie Parker.
I know. It's ridiculous. I want to move out of the state, but I don't even know where to go. It's like insane. I guess you got to go to the Midwest.
Or Florida? How about that? You have one, your biggest taxpayer in New Jersey moved down to Florida a few years ago.
But you know what? Florida is a place you go to die. I'm not looking at that.
I know. You could die anywhere, though, Rich. You know, I don't know. I'd say Florida has a better climate than most of the Midwest. I'm living in Florida. I'm moving to Florida myself. But you're right. I mean, these people can't get out of these states fast enough. You know, they're just I got a story here in my stack of stuff. I'm a native New Yorker conflicted over leaving. Here's why I'm doing it anyway. And this is from this was in the New York Post last week. Many of the reasons I dug my heels in about New York are gone now. She's a New Yorker. She married a guy from Jersey, like Rich, and he wanted to move to Jersey. The nightlife and the culture and the spontaneous plans, when will they be back? I don't know. Would I have stopped doing them when I had a kid regardless? I have no idea. Whether COVID sped up the inevitable or just changed me, I no longer feel like I'm getting what I want out of New York. I'm sick of staring at these four walls. She lives in a small apartment in Murray Hill in Manhattan. He's on the east side, I believe. I am sick of laying out a playmat for my child each morning and picking it up at the end of the day because this playroom is also our living room and our dining room and our office. I want to feel like I can control some part of this stupid, uncontrollable world, she wrote. This is a project that I can control. I can control the colors of this room. She's moving to Jersey. I can buy the things that I get to enjoy. I used to buy clothing, but it makes me feel sad to have nowhere to wear them. Now I can buy a chair or a headboard or a swing set and feel a little bit happier when it arrives. So I think a lot of people are feeling the same way Rich is, and this woman, Sachi Izura from New York City, formerly of New York City. 844-500-4242. We will be back and take your calls. I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the Moon Bats win. You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
And what about early voting? You guys voted early today?
Because I'm going to be in Norman tomorrow.
I'm traveling
tomorrow. Do you encourage people to vote early if they can?
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
Yeah, I do. He didn't know where he was going to be. He had to ask Dr. Jill where he was going to be tomorrow.
And what about early voting? You guys voted early today?
Because I'm going to be in Norman tomorrow.
Florida.
Where am I going to be tomorrow? You're going to be in the same state you're always in, Joe. A state of confusion. Great confusion. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Officer Mark says, did spontaneous dancing also break out at the drinking party? And nobody ever gave me a false name, .. Officer Mark, don't you get the feeling that maybe the police in Lincoln or Sudbury, whichever town it was in, the party, accepted the false names a little more readily than they might have under other circumstances? Maybe they thought that this was not a good use of their time running into the woods after people who were trying to have a couple of beers. That's the impression I get. I'd like to know the names. I'd like to know the fake names. Donald Q. Duck. Bernie Sanders?
Phil McCracken. I'm sure there was a Phil McCracken there.
Do you think there was anyone named Hertz from Holden?
Hertz Donuts?
yeah, I'm sure there were a lot. 844-500-4242. Greg, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Greg.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I just called in to say there is a silver lining in Vermont. There, I'm starting to see Trump signs pop up in a liberal hotbed. I also drove through upstate New York last week, and there were Trump signs everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know if he can carry those two states, Greg, but I think there really is a backlash here from the lockdown to the rioting going on and just shooting cops. It's just out of control, isn't it? How many fatalities do you have from COVID now in Vermont? You haven't even hit 100, have you?
No, I think it's 56 or 58, something like that.
And this guy, he's another Republican rhino like Charlie Parker and Larry Hogan in Maryland. He's got the state shut down, doesn't he?
Yes. The only problem with voting him out, though, is there will be nobody
I know.
To go against any of the liberals.
I know. That's the argument that Charlie Parker is going to make in 2 years if he decides to run. Although I'm still saying I don't think he's going to run. I think he's going to leave it up to the wizardess of Oz, Karen Pulido, to run. Thanks for the call, Greg. 844-500-4242. Sean, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sean.
Howie, love your show, but I'm going to say this. You're ruining your chances of becoming a senator by criticizing Charlie Parker. Otherwise, Charlie Parker might want to appoint you as senator when the fake Indian joins the Biden administration as Treasury Secretary.
You know, Sean, don't say that. That's not going to happen. There was an earlier Republican governor who said he was going to appoint me to the Senate if Kerry won. And that didn't happen. So I'm hoping that nothing happens. But I think Charlie Parker, I don't know who he would appoint to that, to the Senate. Because, you know, you'd only be the senator for 3 or 4 months. You'd probably lose to the Democrats. They have to have an election real quick now under the new law they've passed.
I think 6 months, I think. 6 or 7 months, yeah.
I don't even think it's that long, Sean. I think it's less than that. I think it's about 4 months. I think, you get to, you know what? Even if you're the senator for 2 days, you get gym privileges. And you know what that means? You get to lobby Chuck Schumer as he's in a towel. Now, I know that doesn't sound very appealing, but you know, you can make some money as a lobbyist if you have access to the Senate gym. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Do we have time for Chris? No, we don't. We don't have time. I'll just mention it. I was going to say, we have Chris Wallace asking another lame Biden advisor by the name of Jake Sullivan why it took the Joe so long to support the China travel ban. He's almost as bad as that guy that was on with Brett Baer last week. But let me read you the end of the Cuomo story. Oh, we got it. Donna, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, Howie. Just love your show.
Thank you.
I've been a type 1 diabetic for over 50 years. I live in Vermont, and I this weekend got to see my grandchildren down in New Hampshire the first time in 8 months.
Oh, wow. That's so silly, isn't it, Donna? I'm sorry, but I'm glad you got to see the kids, and I hope you get to see them next weekend as well. Thanks for listening, Donna. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.